We're on.
Assistant County Board of Supervisors, reconvene. So, don't leave yet.
We not have 2 minutes.
I want to recognize that we have some volunteers in the audience who are stepping up to run for office. Thank you very much. We have Carl Hammond, who's running for supervisor in District 5. And we have Mario Birch, that's here running for supervisor in District 3. And our own Sherry Lawson, who's running for auditor controller in the county. Thank you for stepping up and willing to serve if you're elected. You know, it's often difficult, tumultuous situation here in the county. We have a lot of things thrown at us, and it's...
Well, particularly in this day and age, running for office is really a step up.
Yeah.
Because of the times that we're in collectively, anything in particular.
I really appreciate your willingness to do that. Thank you. So I'm moving on to item 6C, Health and Human Services.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Sarah Clark, Health and Human Services. We are here today to share the exciting news that the Behavioral Health Division was awarded, conditionally awarded the BCHIP funding to build a new building. And we would like to update you on our progress with the project. So I'm going to turn it over to Mal and Sarah to do that.
Thank you. Madeline Ryan, Program Manager, Health and Human Services. As Sarah said, we're here to talk to you about the BOND BCHIP. We use a lot of acronyms. As a reminder, that's the Behavioral Health Continuum Infrastructure Program. And it was created by the passing of Prop 1. I'm going to turn it over to Sarah Evans for the next slide.
Hi, Sarah Evans, MHSA coordinator. In March 2024, California voters passed Prop 1, which represents a significant shift in how the state approaches behavioral health. It's focusing on strengthening systems and better serving individuals with the most complex needs. As part of this, the Behavioral Health Services Act, or BHSA, replaces the original Mental Health Services Act and prioritizes funding for individuals experiencing complex behavioral health needs and substance use disorders. Prop 1 includes a $6.38 billion bond through the Behavioral Health Infrastructure Bond Act. These funds are specifically intended to expand infrastructure like treatment facilities. This effort is administered by the Department of Healthcare Services, or DHCS, which is also overseeing the BCHIP funding process. All right, and now on to the good news. Siskiyou County Behavioral Health received a conditional award letter from the BOND BCHIP Round 2 Unmet Needs Program. We were awarded $23.7 million, a significant investment for our department to develop a mental health and substance use disorder outpatient clinic and expand our services. We've learned from research at the state level and the local level that there is significant unmet need in our community, and even to meet our new requirements with the Behavioral Health Services Act, we need to expand staff in a building that we just don't even have space for that. This project we're calling the Siskiyou Integrated Wellness Center, and the intention is to really wrap support around people in terms of mental health, substance use disorder services, and housing, try to streamline access and make it easier for people to get the care that they need. Next slide, please. The match required for a county is 10%. We will not be using any general fund dollars for this. The match is coming from three areas. We are receiving a match from the equity of the property that we will be building on, which is located on Moonlit Oaks, and we'll go into that in more detail later. About $1.5 million is coming from the Mental Health Services Act Fund as a cash match, and then $1 million from opioid settlement funds. Next slide, please. As you probably remember, the board approved our application for this program last October, and we submitted an application shortly thereafter. It was a substantial project. It took a massive team effort. I just would like to congratulate Dr. Clark and Sarah Evans and our fiscal department. Lots of staff worked on this application and made it successful. In March, we received the conditional award letter, and since then, it has been a flurry of activity. So I think what I want the board to know is that DHCS, the tone they're taking is, you're one of the lucky few, so keep on your toes, right? And hit these rapid deadlines. So you can see some of the steps we've taken since then. Of course, there have been more deadlines since this was added to the agenda. And I'd really like to thank the county administrator and the auditor, Ms. Davis and Ms. Olson, have been incredible at turning around documents and signatures to us on a rapid timeline. So, really wonderful countywide family effort. Slide, please. So, we are proposing to build a project on county-owned property on Moonlit Oaks. Can see the picture here. It's next to our existing building that we rent. This property had the advantage of being within the county's control, which made it so that we could meet that application deadline. We did explore other properties, but negotiating sales was not something that we found feasible within the grant timeline. There also was an advantage of, providing a purpose for this unimproved county lot. And we discussed the sites with the city, and there were financial incentives to use this site in terms of the infrastructure available. Next slide, please. So we submitted our application under the pre-development and planning stage. This is a conceptual site plan and just a basic outline of how we might use the property. And you can see one thing I'm excited about. If you've noticed, if you've ever come to a meeting at our current building, you can't find parking anywhere, and you might be parking way down the street. So we're hoping to plan for and accommodate the county fleet that's required for the department, staff parking and client parking. So there's a significant footprint there for that and a deck. And then one of my favorite features is the atrium. I'm hoping that we'll be able to stay, because a big opportunity is to create a building that is more welcoming and trauma-informed for the public, less institutional feeling. So natural light would be wonderful for that. And it's a little small, but you can see the proposed floor outline here. This is just conceptual, and it's not like, it's very early design, so I'm imagining what it might look like, and we'll be getting into full drawings soon. Next slide, please. Internally within the department, the big next step that we are working on is securing a contract with an architect. We lightly used an architect for the application, but now we're bidding for the full project, and we're expediting that process and hoping to get an architect on board as soon as it's crucial to the next stages of the project. We don't have a funding agreement yet with DHCS, but we've been submitting the information and the documents that they need to provide us with a contract. We are expecting, when they give it to us, that it will be asking for a very quick turnaround on that. And the grant ends in 2031. Our current project timeline would have us completing the building in 2029. giving us a buffer, knowing that there are usually surprises and delays and unforeseen events in construction. Next slide, please. So this was a highly competitive grant. It was, as you can see, 240 applications were submitted, so it was very oversubscribed. Only 66 projects were awarded. Siskiyou County is proud to be one of the, I think, 12 counties that received an award from this program. It was open to many different kinds of applicants, including even for-profit corporations, nonprofits, cities, a variety of entities. So we are, you know, we'd like to congratulate the county. This is a significant feat to be recognized with this award. And it is a critical opportunity that does not come around very often. So to be able to take this opportunity in a rare instance when we can expand infrastructure at a much lower cost to the county is wonderful. We're hoping that the new facility will help to, with an improved design, will help to improve the perception for clients in the building and improve their access to care through an expansion in mental health and substance use disorder services, and an improvement in the treatment techniques using new, evidence-based practices, especially for families. And to address our current limitations, this will, our current building has been challenging in many ways. Not least of all, it is a significant cost burden to the department to rent this facility, and it doesn't meet our needs. And we've recently had very significant plumbing issues in the building that has dislocated staff. So we're hoping that through this new facility, we will have more funding to provide for direct services and not to be spending it on an expensive rental. And that this will be a meaningful step forward in strengthening behavioral health services to better meet the needs of our community. Next slide, please. And thank you so much for your attention.
Board questions?
This is great. I can't congratulate you enough on the award and moving towards where you're at. What is the square footage in this versus what you have now?
The expected square footage of the new building is 27,000. Yeah.
And what do you have currently?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Do you remember?
24. I think it was 20. I thought it was 23,000. Yeah.
So the only thing I would at least express that over the years, in the times that I've been in your current building, it isn't efficient, and I think you realize that. It's very chopped up. It's I would just ask that you make sure that as you go forward with a new building, you address that so that you're far more efficient. It sounds like it. More space, it's better, but it's I just know that what you have currently is just not efficient at all. So.
We're working on the bid for an architect, as Madeline said, and we're really committed to finding someone who's developed these kinds of projects before. And there are people out there that the firm we worked with for the preliminary drawings has done this kind of development in California before for other behavioral health entities. Yeah.
So is the front entrance of this all glass looking out, or is it blocked off? I can't tell from the way.
We haven't gotten into those details.
I would encourage windows looking out that front because that openness would even suffice for your atrium to some extent. But anyway, thank you for this.
Absolutely. And in addition to finding an architect, you know, we are looking at architects that have done beach hit projects, ones that have built clinics, really only people that are highly specialized in this field. We also, even when submitting our application, we actually did focus groups and stakeholder outreach on just the design of this conceptual site, and that's only the beginning. So there will be more opportunity for people to provide feedback on what is needed in the new building, including from the board. So please feel free to give us your feedback, and we can share that with the architect and incorporate the stakeholder input as much as possible. So we're by no means done with that process.
Can I say something? One of the things that we added here is a different lobby for adult services and children's services. Right now in our building, they're shared. It's a shared space, so that's a very important feature.
And just lastly, I think your rent is somewhere around $350,000 to $400,000 a year currently, roughly.
The current lease, by the end of that lease period, that will be $44,000 a month.
A month, so almost $500,000 a year. So, and I mean, and those, it is, but I guess where I want to focus on is that's money that will now be turned back into services instead of just facility.
Exactly.
So thank you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Thank you for the pointed focus on mental health and substance abuse. That's much appreciated.
Thank you.
Just two quick ones. Does this affect the employees working in Maine? Over here on Main Street, or is this just for the employees that are currently at Moon?
We will be moving everyone into this building when it's complete.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. We're really looking forward to having housing integrated in there, that they're in a separate building. Behavioral Health Fiscal is in the old genealogy building, so that's separate, and there's lots of workflow issues, as you can imagine, with that.
Sure.
So we're looking forward to having everybody.
Maybe they'll alleviate some of the traffic on Main Street.
Exactly. They're not a big team, but they're, yeah.
Yeah.
But
a lot of visitors. The only other question I had was, beyond the architect's design and everything, is there a security specialist that's going to be looking at the design and providing input to the architect for both security of the public, security of the employees?
That's a good flag. That's not something that we've talked about, but that's something we'll certainly raise with the architect. I would imagine that has been a feature of other designs because it's an issue, throughout the behavioral health system is ensuring that the public is safe and the employees are safe.
So yeah, I think that's a good thing. That would be
for
a
us.
Major focus of mine. I won't be here next year, but it would be one of my major focuses to
yeah.
make sure our employees are secure in the work that they do.
Of course, yeah, thank you for that.
Sure.
We've done a lot of upgrades on the current building to, different windows and different systems, but it would be nice to be able to start from scratch and really design something that's allows for accessibility and safety at the same time.
Good, thank you.
This building that we're in now has been a source of contention for me for a long time. I mean, it's just that amount of money we spend is like, oh my God. I'm grateful that we own the lot next door, because I was advocate of selling it, because we didn't say we could do anything with it. And then the opioid settlement and the fact that we were able to use some other money so we can cobble together what we need, because this has been longstanding need. So hopefully that we, with the right architect, put the right things in place to get, and I hope we could fast track it, quite honestly.
Yes.
Without rushing it, without cutting corners, of course.
We are too.
But this has been a long standing need for this county.
Yeah.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
And it wouldn't have been possible without the county being willing to have it sited on that lot, just because of the turnaround time for the grant and the complexity of.
We have a presence there, so I think it's going to be pretty simplistic for just to move right next door and utilize that. I think it's a decent location, if you will.
Yeah.
The fact that we owned it is,
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
And 6D. A couple of personnel issues.
Well, this is not a personal issue, though.
It's a result of personnel issues. Thank you.
Okay, Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. So this item before you today is a resolution adopting the Comprehensive Memorandum of Understanding with the Organized Employees of Siskiyou County Professional Unit and the associated resolution for amending the Siskiyou County salary schedule for those positions that are in county service. This MOU represents the result of a collaborative and positive bargaining process between the county and the representatives of this group. I want to acknowledge the professionalism and constructive approach that was brought to the table by OASC throughout this process. We were able to come to an agreement in two meetings, which was amazing. It is absolutely amazing, and I'm really grateful for that. Under this three-year agreement, the employees covered under this MOU will be receiving a 3% cost of living increase each year. And that reflects the mutual commitment that the OESC and the county have to retaining that dedicated workforce, but maintaining the fiscal responsibility that we are all tasked with. So with that, I'm available to answer any questions the board may have regarding this MOU and the accompanying salary schedule resolution.
Thank you for your work.
Move to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Kupcev?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Help?
Aye.
16.
Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. So this is another resolution that I am really grateful to present to you today. This is a resolution to adopt the Comprehensive Memorandum of Understanding with the Sheriff's Management Unit. Again, I just can't express my gratitude towards the groups that have been coming forward this year and past year for bargaining sessions. And I would like to thank Lieutenant Persing and Lieutenant Towers for their collaborative approach in bargaining. They were the team this year, and I can't express how appreciative I am of that group as well. And we were able to come to an agreement in two meetings. Under this three-year agreement, employees covered under this MOU will also receive a 3% increase each year of the MOU. And again, it was reflecting that collaborative and fiscal responsibility that we have. So it was great. And if you have any questions about this resolution, I'm available.
I appreciate the willingness of the Sheriff's Department mm-hmm. to step up. And this is far, far from where we were about mm-hmm. 5-6 years ago.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Thank you.
Well, I would just say with all the groups, I think there, I want to believe there's a cognizance of where we are fiscally. We are struggling. I don't know if you saw one of the verbs that we get on email from a county mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're like one of the poorest counties.
Yes.
Yeah.
And compared to the rest of the state, and I don't know how we ever going to get out of this, but we got to find a way, and I think that working with the unions, of course, is key to mm-hmm. it.
And I would say both groups came to the table with that in mind.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Kupcev?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Through the chair.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about in the past, and I'm just going to bring it up here. Can we get an item that comes back that we can discuss somehow the CalPERS rates that for health insurance, retirement? Those are factors that we don't control, and we need to engage more with the CalPERS board directly about how it affects it, because, you know, $36,000 a year for a family of health insurance is, you know, a wage. So. And that's not getting better. So anyway, if that could be something that come before the board so that we can give direction in some form to CalPERS.
Absolutely, we'll have that scheduled.
Thank you.
I want to tag on to that a little bit. A few years ago, we were made aware that the investments in CalPERS were not keeping pace with what their projections were, so the county was having to make up that difference.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what that figure is these days.
Thank you.
How you doing, Wendy?
So far, so good.
Okay. Item 7A. Status check on the emergency declaration for the war. Let's see if anybody assigned to this. Is this okay?
We're just waiting for you to look up. Yeah, look up.
Hi, Joanne.
Joanne Johnson, Project Coordinator, County Administration. So staff recommends extending this proclamation.
Any comment?
I don't have any problem extending it now. I know we can't change it. We can extend it. But I think we need to heighten the crisis situation that we find ourselves in some form and bring it closer up to date. And the continual problem that we're having.
For what it's worth, of all things, I saw it on our local, it's not local to me, but Oregon News, they have thing on the rules, California, the catfish.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we need to make sure we're getting our side of the story out.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. I wish we could go to a zone situation like Oregon has, where they actually protect the wolves where they're in jeopardy and where they're expanding and eating livestock. They do have lethal take in those zones. So I'd be too progressive, I think, for the state.
Well, I think, you know, we have a new director there. I think that's something I would pitch to her.
Yeah.
So by extending this, how long does it go for?
They brought back every 60 days, or within so, 60 days.
We need to bring it back sooner. I think we've already had that discussion about bringing it back with revisions.
Yeah.
After we
that could be this. Language in an updated resolution because it says 60 in the resolution as it is.
Through the chair and to the Davis County Administrator, I believe what we can plan to do is make modifications, amend. And bring back with that 30-day within the resolution, as well as any amended language within the resolution. So it'll give us an opportunity to update and update the language as well as the timeline. So that's a great opportunity to do that all in one.
All right. So, Joanne, if you keep me on track, then 30 days from now we can bring those amendments back.
So do we extend the current one then?
Yes. Correct. I would advise that we extend the current, and then we'll be back prior to the expiration of this extension with the new amended
operation. How's that? That was my understanding.
Got it. Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Stand. Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Moving, Supervisor Hill.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll recess the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control Water Conservation District public comment. Any public comment regarding the Flood Control District? Seeing none in house?
Showing none online.
None online. Minute approval for April 7th.
I've received no corrections for those.
Move to approve.
Second.
All righty. Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
And Director Hell?
I recuse myself. I was absent.
Recuse on that one? Thank you. Or abstain?
Abstain.
There we go.
Sorry. Recess the Flood Control and Water Conservation District and convene as County Service Area 4. Public comment. Public comment in house. Seeing none?
Showing none online.
None online. Move. To 9B, consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Ready. Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
And Director Hill?
Aye. During the County Service Area 4, reconvene as Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors, and I think we're going to take a 5-minute recess before we hit this next subject.